This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still The Whole Show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, December the 21st. And once again last month, more than a million downloads of this programme and the Steve Allen, The Whole Show, which you can find on globalplayer.com. Everybody's moved over, I think, barring about six or seven people who didn't understand what we were talking about in the first place. But anyway, at least it's all sorted now. So thank you very much indeed. And your life is now complete. As we worked out the other day, there is, listen, if you download all of my podcasts available, you've got 12 years worth. 12 years worth of Steve Allen podcasts. It's all free. It's all free. Even Dawn Neeson retweeted when I said, and it's free, and it's just for you. It's like a Christmas gift. Talking of a Christmas gift, the royal family are going to be the gift that keeps on giving, as they've all been invited to spend a bit of Christmas. So you've got Awful Andrew, Sarah Ferguson and the two kids and their respective husbands. Can't imagine them playing party games unless there's money involved for poor old Andrew. But they've sold the chalet, haven't they? About 19 million, but he owed quite a bit on it as well. He's just a total disaster. And I think this is Prince Charles's way of saying, listen, you can come back into the family and have Christmas, but that's about it. Harry, no invite. Harry, no security invite, but they've got £100 million, so they can do what they want. And as I said the other day on the programme, this is a firm, this is a business, this is not a family. They're really not a family. They don't nip round to each other's houses, you know, and sit down and watch television with a plate of hobnobs and a cup of tea. They don't do things like that. They do it all, you know, in ceremonies. So sometimes the only time they ever see each other is at the cenotaph or when they go to church on the Christmas day. That's about all. Kate Moss revives an iconic hairstyle as she dyes her hair electric pink. The trouble is she's so late in coming to the party. You know why? Because everybody, mainly East European women, started the trend of doing bright colours. Blues, greens, purples, reds, yellows, everything. Well, yellow would be the one that hadn't properly set. But people sort of like all these different hair colours. So when Kate Moss dyes her hair electric pink, she's like 2 years too late, which doesn't matter. I did love Prue Leith. There's something delightful about Prue Leith. She made a confession about Noel Fielding. Basically, she'd never heard of him. Which, of course, is in keeping with everybody else in the entire country. The most unfunny man that there is on the television. Unfunny, you know, badly dyed hair and one of the worst haircuts I've ever seen in my entire... I mean, I'm assuming he went in there and just went, oh, cut, or perhaps he did it himself. I've got no idea. But she was talking about Matt Lucas, who is going on to other things. But she knows all about Matt Lucas, but doesn't know anything about Noel Fielding. I mean, I didn't even know he was a comedian. And then I saw him on the programme and I realised he isn't a comedian. He has no idea. He didn't do anything that was remotely funny. Simon Cowell is unrecognisable. His appearance left the Royal Variety Performance viewers in shock as he breaks the golden buzzer in an awkward blunder. He looks as though he's had surgery, but it looks as though they've puffed him up. You know when you sort of get, you get Botox, which smooths everything out. It's basically a facial freeze. And but he looks as though he's had fillers put in, which sort of give you rounded cheeks and all the rest of it. I mean, I didn't know it was him. I know it looks like him, but he only looks as, you know, as if he's a John Culshaw kind of creator. You know, somebody has gone out there like John Culshaw, done themselves up to look like Simon Cowell and could do the voice as well. Oti Mabuse puts up her loved up display with her husband Marius as they cosy up for snaps during a safari getaway in South Africa. So they're in South Africa with their friend, the photographer, to take pictures of them. So the whole thing is just a bit of a setup. Also, Raw Variety viewers slam Nile Rodgers' awful performance, while praising Ellie Goulding's perfect renditioning of Sting's Fields of Gold, which is such a good song, actually. But I like Nile Rodgers. I thought he was really good. I'm very disappointed that the Raw Variety viewers, because it's not been shown yet. So how can they make a complaint about it? It does seem a little bit ridiculous. Also, it's not coming home, so should have been left on the cutting room floor. What's that? David Baddiel, Frank Skinner and Lightning Seeds performed the Three Lions despite England not winning at the World Cup. Well, they didn't know, did they, at that time? This was filmed ages ago, the Raw Variety. So they were hoping, football coming home, they were hoping that it was going to be coming home. But of course it wasn't, because we weren't good enough. And that's the problem. Over in the Loose Women, they had their party the other day, and it was nice to see them. They obviously went somewhere quite posh, and it doesn't say where they went to, but it was boozy. Well, it would be, actually. Nadia Sawala and Frankie Bridge dressed up, and I can see Stephanie there. I can see loads of people. I think I can see Matty at the very end of the table and a few other people. So they all enjoyed themselves. Mark Wright doing push-ups in the gym with his baby nephew, Presley, who's 7 months old. He's not doing press-ups. The seven-month-old is not. I promise you, he's not doing press-ups. But they did a workout on Tuesday. He has a home gym. And for that read, he's got a room in the house which has got some gym equipment in. It's not a gym as such. They've just put the equipment into a room. It's like people say, oh, we have a screening room. And they've just put some seats in it. And you've just got to support them, says Victoria, not very talented, Beckham. She says her kids have got to do what they're going to do as she addresses the Family Feud rumours. Now, this is all over, dear little Did you know that Brooklyn, who is not Jewish, but he's married into a very big Jewish family, and so they celebrate Hanukkah and all the rest of it. But Brooklyn thinks that the best thing to do is get the Star of David tattooed on his hand. I mean, he is so dim. He is so dim. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, the fashion mogul, that's how they describe her in this article. But of course, that's the last thing she is. 54 million in debt, I'm afraid, is Victoria Beckham. And she's trying to show support to Brooklyn and his marriage to Nicola Peltz amid rumours she's fallen out with the couple following their wedding. Well, it's because Victoria thinks she's something to be reckoned with. And the Peltz family are way above Victoria Beckham. They do everything completely differently. They're very, very successful, live in a huge mansion. The Beckhams are basically in the garden shed. They're way down the line, way down the line. So, and because she can't smile for various reasons, it means that it's a bit difficult. They are going to do things, but they're just not very good at doing them. Did you know who's the latest hypocrite? You know, we had David Beckham, who took money from Qatar after their dreadful human rights issues with gay people. Although I'd love to go through the Qatari government and find out how many closeted old queens there are out in that one. Well, anyway, having David Beckham trousered £10.5 million, he was then taken out by Joe Lycett, who said, come on. And yet, strangely, it has now emerged that Joe Lycett has played gigs in Qatar and taken Qatari money. So, well-known hypocrite Joe Lycett, he branded David Beckham a disgrace, which I absolutely agree with. David Beckham would do anything for money. You can, if you've got enough money, you can rent him. That's what he is. He's just David Dreary Beckham. Don't ask him to talk, for God's sake. But now it turns out that Joe Lycett was paid to do gigs in Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. So really, the hypocrite is Joe Lycett, who, as a gay man, I'm sorry, is he a gay? I don't know if he's not a gay man. I might have to sort of reconnect myself onto that one, because I can't remember what he is actually now. He might not be a gay man. He might be somebody who could be a gay man. Do you get that? No, I don't get it either. No. Comments made by Jeremy Clarkson for The Sun have been described as awful by ITV's media and entertainment boss. This is Kevin Ligo, who said there were no plans at the moment to replace him as host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Mr. Clarkson's comments do not represent ITV's values. So basically, it's all right. They don't really worry about it. They couldn't care less. So everybody else is going, well, are you sure? The Sun are such hypocrites, though. Such hypocrites. You know, they're sort of standing by. But the little bit that they apologised for the other day was on page 27. Blink and you would have missed it. Emma Bunton held a mini Spice Girls reunion on Monday night. She was joined on stage by Melanie C when she brought her Christmas tour to London, which was lovely. And they were all there. Jade Jones, husband, and the children, Beau, who's now 15. Doesn't seem possible, does it? And Tate. They did a cover of the Mamas and the Papas, Dream a Little Dream of Me. Stars shining bright above. And the Kaiser Chiefs, Ricky Wilson, for a performance of Slade's Merry Christmas. And then on came Melanie, and they performed the hit Stop Right Now, Thank You Very Much. Meghan and Harry's Netflix documentary making Hollywood's elite distance themselves from the couple. Nobody likes them. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's got nothing to do with race, racism. It's just to do with the fact they're just not a pleasant couple. They always work on the assumption in America they will forgive most people, most things. But if you diss your own family, you know, and make money out of selling your own family down the river, out the back door you go, Harry. Listen, who are you? You're just nobody. You know, you happen to be born into money. You happen to be born into a very rich family, a family that is steeped in tradition and everything else. And yet you want to throw it all away for the love of a woman. Mind you, I think, personally, I think she's stringing him along. I'm totally convinced. I don't know why. It's odd, isn't it? You look at people, and I've listened to what they've said, and I've watched the documentaries. I haven't seen the last one that they did, but I just get the feeling, you know, when she turned on the waterworks, I think she's as hard as nails. I think she is as hard as nails. He, of course, is like little Mr. Dimwit. Used to go out, get pissed all the time, and then sort of come again, lash out at photographers and do all these other bits and pieces of the dressing up. And people are trying to excuse that, say, oh, he didn't mean it. Well, he's already apologised for it. He's come right out and said it was one of the worst times of his life. So that's it. But unfortunately, have you noticed? She grabs hold of his hand all the time, like she's leading him. You know, if it wasn't for the ring in his nose and the piece of rope, you'd never have known. Siri. Seriously, Harvey Weinstein found guilty of rape and sexual assault. What a revolting man. Currently serving 23 years in prison. And he now looks a shadow. He's going to die in prison, isn't he? Don't you think so?
When I was working, I was very, very difficult with bells on.
Join me, Rachel Johnson, as I sit down with women at the forefront of change. Recently, I was joined by Delia Smith.
I wanted to try and take fear out of cooking in people. I wanted to try and teach them. And I was single-minded in it. I never was quiet, you see. I was a pain in the neck.
Rachel Johnson's Difficult Women.
Listen to the full podcast and subscribe now on Global Player.
Kerry Coke worries fans. She admits she doesn't know if it'll last with fiancé Ryan. Well, nothing does last with you, does it, dear? It's a bit like doing cocaine. You know, it looks like an awful lot of it, and then it just vanishes. So it's a bit like your sort of career, which disappeared ages ago. But thank God you've still got your tits. Because if you didn't have those, you couldn't go on to For Fans Only and flog pictures of them. So she's had a little bit of surgery and all the rest of it. The trouble is, I just feel she's a bit of a sad person. I just think her and Jordan. You know, Jordan wants to open up a boutique kind of thing now, helping people do their own Botox and stuff like that. I mean, having seen the state her face is in, and the fact that her mother has pleaded with her not to have any more cosmetic surgery, quite clearly she couldn't care less about her mother, who, by the way, is still terminally ill. I've never known terminally ill go on for such a... It's been years. And yet her mum said a while ago, don't go to Turkey and have more cosmetic surgery. Where did she go? Back to Turkey for more cosmetic surgery. So quite clearly, she's a law unto herself. But there again, always slightly doolally. Always slightly. Patsy Kensit, seen in Albert Square for the first time. She confirms she's joining EastEnders. I mean, to be honest with you, she's been in everything. She's been in Emmerdale. She's been in Holby City. And now she's going into Albert Square. The trouble is, she looks like she's had work done on her face. She can't move. So when you see a picture of her, she looks a bit like Albert Tatlock from Coronation Street. There's a sort of... can't move anything. So what part she's playing, I've got no idea. She says it's always been a dream of hers to appear in EastEnders. It's funny, actually, it's always been a dream of mine not to ever see you in EastEnders. But, you know, you can't everything, can you? Doesn't make any difference. And millions of iPhone owners must learn a new trick. It's a Christmas Day essential. Apple recently launched a brand new feature that lets you turn your iPhone, iPad or Apple TV into a bona fide karaoke machine. The new feature is called Apple Music Sing, and it's available right now. So all you do is to update your device, go to Settings, General, Software Update, and it's got lyrics, rolling lyrics, and you can sing along with it. Can't think of anything more ghastly, can you? Sitting on the train and some old biddy opposite starts, just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ting-ting. No, God, no. Oh, no, you'd open the window and shove her out, wouldn't you? That'd be the first thing you'd do, anything to hold up the trains. And I still don't know if today is a train strike day. I'm getting very confused over what's train strike day, whether or not I have to get the donkey out, nick it from the stable, you know, and then ride home on the donkey. Or failing that, I'd go and get a bus from Trafalgar Square, or I have to walk and get the tube train, which is packed at the moment, but luckily not full of children, because the little kiddie winks are on their holiday, expectantly waiting for an old man with a beard to come down their chimney, which I think is something to look forward to, don't you? How he manages to make it down there, because basically I've blocked mine up. I bricked it up. I thought, go on, get out of that one, you fat git. You know, but it's never very likely. But we like the mystery. We like the sentiment of Christmas. We just love everything about Christmas. I like seeing the kids' faces. And as I said to you the other day, do not waste money on children's presents if they're 3 and under. Just wrap an empty box. They don't know the difference. They think that the gift is the paper. So let them rip the paper off, open it, stick a lollipop in it if you must, or something like that. Why waste your money on toys? They're 3 years old. They don't know what it is. If you say to them, so are you looking forward to Christmas? They look at you blankly and then vomit over you. They've got no idea. They don't know what it is. So wrap an empty box up, or just get a ping pong ball. They'll try and put it in their mouth. Whatever goes in the box will go in their gob eventually. So want to save some money? Don't bother buying the under threes a present. They don't know the difference. I mean, it's no good buying them painting by numbers or a Barbie plane or Barbie's castle or Barbie's semi-detached thing or Barbie's husband, Ken, who's getting camper by the minute. The last time I saw Ken, he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt with a little moustache on. He looked like the reject from The Village People. I thought, and this is supposed to be Barbie's husband. I don't know what they put. I think somebody in the factory must be having a laugh. Let's see if we can dress him up and pretend that he's part of the LGBTQXY, whatever they are. You know, because that's what he could be. It was when they put the moustache on him that it kind of gave it away. And I went, yeah, but I know which clubs you're off to. You know what it's like. But no, don't waste money. Seriously. And also, if you're going to have a turkey this year, can you make sure you've defrosted the thing? They take forever. 24 hours minimum to defrost a turkey. We used to sit ours in the bath. Which actually was very embarrassing because we didn't have the biggest of bars. And as the thing bobbed around, you know, we're trying to move it out the way to wash bits and pieces. And the turkey's still bobbing around with the soap suds all over it. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's still Christmas and I'll be here on Christmas morning between 7 and 10 just to remind you to water the poinsettia here, to make sure that you've got your sprouts in and your pigs in blankets and you've got the turkey and it's been in plenty of time. Otherwise, you just eat later. And the whole idea is to eat early, I think about 8 in the morning, and eat and then go to bed for the rest of the day. There's nothing on the television, it's all on the radio. And if you take the radio to bed with you, you can have a fantastic Christmas. And I shall expect you here on time. But as it is, I shall be back with you tomorrow morning at the same time. So, as they say in all the best radio stations, 1 million downloads a month cannot be wrong. So carry on downloading, and I thank you. Stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.